I see the work that he did on that tree, and consider that he poured his soul out for me. I cannot comprehend so selfless a deed that would satisfy my greatest need. Well, it must be his matchless grace that comes from on high, and his blessings so rich without number that flow from above. That comes from on high. And I heard his sweet voice as he offered to me all my sin and my guilt to relieve. He said, it's your own choice, you can have it for free if you only but ask and receive. Then I thought to myself, how on earth could it be that he gave life eternal in heaven for free? I can think of no reason for what he has done, that he gave us his only dear son. Well, it must be his matchless grace that comes from on high, and his blessings so rich without number that flow from above. Now whenever I wonder why, this answer is it must be his matchless grace that comes from on high. So I walk in the light, for he walks there with me, though sometimes in the valley so low, where his light shines so bright that his will I can see, for in faith he desires that I grow. But when I have some trial too great to be borne, that my strength and my patience are completely worn, then I cry out to Jesus, my Savior and Lord, and he gives me this comforting word, that it must be his matchless grace that comes from on high, and his blessings so rich without number that flow from above. This answer is more than enough, for it must be his matchless grace that comes from on high. As I wait for his call to go thither beyond yonder sky, and as without a doubt on my ear it shall fall, then I'll go to be with him on high. And when I think of heaven and all that I've heard, as a joint heir with Jesus my Savior and Lord, I will share in his glory as his precious bride, and forever with him I'll abide. It must be his matchless grace that comes from on high, and his blessings so rich without number that flow from above. Now whenever I wonder why, this answer is more than